When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
You're now listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Okay, guys, check it out. I discovered this new company called Thrive Market, and I want to tell you a little bit about what these guys do. Basically, they offer all of your favorite healthy wellness brands, whether it's food, hygiene, cleaning supplies, they deliver them straight to your door at a 25 to 50% discount. And the way they do it is by offering a membership fee. So it's a $60 membership fee, and then you get 25 to 50% off because they don't make any money on the healthy foods. So essentially, it's all the great things that you would get at a Costco with regard to price savings, but you don't have to buy, let's say, 20 boxes of cereal or 30 rolls of toilet paper to get it. And in addition, it's all healthy, clean products, so you don't get any of the artificial sweeteners, flavors, colors, chemicals, and so on. Now, I love them so much that I personally am going to be investing in this company, and what I wanted them to do was offer my listeners a special deal and a special giveaway. So here's how it works. For every paid membership that they sell, they're going to donate a free membership to a low-income family, a military family, or a public school teacher. In addition to that, we're going to have a contest where we're going to give away 40 year-long memberships and $1,000 for one grand prize winner to spend on Thrive Market. All you have to do to check it out is go to thrivemarket.com/Jillian. And I'm going to be doing a segment with the CEO and founder, Gunnar Lovelace, in a future show. So be sure to check that out to get more details. I was about to do Too Famous for this, to open the show with Too Famous, because I have had a series of things that have occurred lately where I have been too famous. I literally had a, please quack this, a storm, a literal storm occur in my son's bedroom, which is just, Autumn has gone on vacation again, which is just outrageous. Someone tells me it's the law, but I just can't even believe the things I've had to do.
She's in Hawaii with your other assistant, former assistant.
She's in Hawaii with Wrote That, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to talk about you.
Didn't even know she was with Rosie. Oh, my. They're running away together
exactly.
Is what they're doing. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, I have a series of things that I've lived through in the last week and a half that I am entirely too famous and too wealthy to have had to have managed. But Michelle apparently is being stalked by a... Are you gay?
This sounds like a gay thing to me.
Really? I have a like lot a single of white female-y kind of me. Thing. I've had this since I was a little kid, and girls become obsessed, and they want to be my friend, and they stalk me, and I've had this since I was a little girl. My mom always like tried to help me through this, but...
Andy, note to self, play hard to get with Michelle.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I've been
I don't
easy.
Know what it is, and I don't mean to sound cocky, but it really is an issue, and it's really annoying. And there's these certain girls that just get attached to me, and they are obsessed. And
what happened?
For example, and this person isn't like, I mean, she's a producer at a big network.
Okay. She wants her body.
Ugh! She's, I don't know what it is, but she is, for example, I tried ignoring.
Okay, well, what's happening? Lay this out for me.
Were you guys friends?
No.
Before it became inappropriate?
We were never friends.
So you're leading
her
on.
We were worker friends. You know, we were on the plane together, flying from story to story, and we were in the field together, and we were working.
Okay.
And I think she thinks that, like, I'm her friend, and she always, like, tries to, like, give me advice, but it's like, I don't really... And I just
okay, is she
nice.
Older than you? Is
she's
she...
40.
Okay, so she's older than you. Mm-hmm. And what form is the stalking taking?
Oh, my... Okay. Like, whenever I post something, she's the first one to like it. Huh. Every time. And she likes everything. Not only that, text messages. Like, for this morning, okay. I got...
Tell me.
I'm just going to read you some of these conversations.
It's interesting to me that she's so flustered about
this. I'm so upset.
I mean, I don't sense any imminent physical threat.
Hi, how are you?
Like an unconscious
Hi,
flattery?
How
That's
are you?
Thinking, yeah.
I said, good, I'm so busy, I have two pieces airing. Hope you're well. That's awesome, babe. Let's get together for coffee. No comment. Hey, Mama, how you doing? No comment. Mom? Question mark. And then today, Miss Finucci, I'm giving up on keeping in touch. And I thought she was giving up. And then I get little smiley faces with kisses on them.
Oh, emojis.
Emojis.
Uh-huh. Yeah, emojis usually are stalker status.
Oh, really? See, I always use them to convey tone in our modern society.
Exhibiting.
So do I
just want to be left alone. And I don't and I don't know if I should defriend her on Instagram because
here's the thing.
She'll know.
I'm slightly confused if this is a latently homosexual thing, Andy, or I will say this. I have told Andy about two people that I have tried to bring into the village. I had little friend crushes, I'm not going to lie about it.
Yep.
One was the mom of a kid in Lou's class. I'm going to say her name.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say her
Is
name.
Is someone you had a crush on?
No. Like a friend crush. Like I wanted her to be...
That's different.
In our group.
Part of our village.
In our group. Yeah, part of our village.
Yep.
And her name's Amanda, and she's super cool. She runs her own business. She's got like... She's hardcore. I think she runs like a rehab center for teens, and she's got tats. But like I say the tat part just because it's like, you know, she's been there, done that.
Yeah.
And she's just like, just fun and funny. And Heidi and I always talk to her. She's the one we always talk to. And I was like, I think I want this girl in the group. And then I told Andy, I'm like, I think I found another. And I was like, what should I do? And I didn't know. I just still don't know what to do. And then I thought one time of inviting her to brunch, but I was like, how's this gonna, ooh. I wasn't sure how to be like, hey, girl. Like, it's awkward. It's like friend dating, and you don't know how to come off. And I think obviously this girl has identified something in you where she wants to, in all fairness, it's really hard to make good girlfriends. And I think it's really awkward. We don't really know how to do it. And like, here's one more. I'm going to give you one more. So, Danai Gurira from The Walking Dead.
Yep.
Michonne. Okay. So I have loved that show, and you know that I think I'm black. I mean, I think we all know this. I'm positive that I'm a black person. I don't understand why my skin is not a little darker. Lou is also convinced that I'm black, and she thinks if I just keep lotioning, we're going to get there. So anyway, I've developed, like, she's one of my like favorite. I just love her because she plays this hardcore badass on TV. So one day she reaches out and she says she wants to be a guest on the podcast. And I, of course, I'm like, oh my God, the prom king just asked me out on a date.
Right?
I'm so excited. So she comes on the podcast and I'm telling Heidi, I'm like, this is my new BFF. No, Andy.
There's room.
Listen, Whitey. I'm just saying she could be part of our little clutch, right?
Yep.
So she invites us to the premiere of the previous season of Walking Dead. So we go together. Heidi and I go too.
Right.
And we're talking, and so I start my, we should get a drink. Yeah.
She didn't write back.
Nope. Ugh. So then she's like, I get in there, then I get one of these. I'm sorry, I'm so busy. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And I was like, she is busy.
she's busy.
She's busy.
She's very busy.
Yeah.
So then
and
I was like,
I am too. I don't have time.
But hold. But here's the thing. So then I was like, okay, pause. Space. I'm teaching a spin class for fun. Want to come? No response. So then I'm like, all right, I give up. Ooh. Right? I'm like, I'm done.
I'm sorry.
I'm done with this. Now, out of the blue, she leads me on in Self Magazine and says, I do Jillian Michaels workouts, and Jillian Michaels and I would make a great zombie fighting team, which I, of course, promptly posted on Self Magazine. Mm-hmm. Or, I'm sorry, from Self Magazine on my Facebook. But then I'm like, I don't know how to interpret this. Are you giving mixed messages, Michelle? That's what I'm asking. Are you giving mixed messages?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
That's your problem.
But I tried the ignoring thing for, like, you know.
No, I think the way to handle these things.
What do I do?
I think you just need to be direct and just be like, listen, I think you're great. I just, right now, I am so busy. I don't have time, you know, to spend with my fiance. So I think here's the thing. Number one, if you're trying to pursue a friendship, I think we need to come up with some, I don't have any guidelines. I think we need some guidelines here. There's got to be a consistent, reciprocal effort on the other person's part.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think if they don't respond and you've tried twice, that's when you have to back off.
Yeah.
And then if they're giving you mixed messages, I think maybe a more direct approach where I thought of reaching out to Denai again and being like, is this, hey girl, thanks for the mention. But then I wanted to be like, dude, I'd love to be your friend. If you've got time, hit me up. I thought about, you know, so maybe you try twice. If it's not reciprocated, I think you need to move on and you enter stalker status.
I think that the same rules of dating apply mm-hmm. that they do to platonic relationships because it's a relationship, I think. And mm-hmm. you got to read the signs when the other person is actually saying no. I think that you're right. But okay, I think there's nothing wrong with persistence.
What do I do? Because
but you, okay, so now
you first of all, A, I don't have any time for friends. I mean, I barely have time for my fiancé. So I just, like, I'm not looking for friends, period. You know?
Well, you said Nathan before we started. I shut you down because
okay,
I wanted to
so
hear this on the podcast. You
so
said
Nathan hears me always.
Who's
just,
Michelle's fiance?
Yes, who Jillian set me up with.
I did. I told you. The love
yeah.
freaking doctor.
Yeah.
Do you know
doctor.
How many of these I have under my
and,
belt
and
right now?
What a great.
You want another one?
I should be the millionaire matchmaker. I'm what not even a, getting paid for this, but
what
go
What a
on.
Great guy you got
Thank
me
you.
Too.
I know.
Thank
but go,
you.
Yes, I'm
he's,
aware.
He's amazing. But
Match.com doesn't have anything on me.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
So she, you know, I'll post something, and I think there's a lot of jealousy about work too because she was recently laid off, and I picked up pretty quickly at CBS, and so she's following my career, and so I'll post things, and then she'll say things like, you know, like it'd be nice if you'd call me or whatever.
Oof.
Or, you
oh,
know,
this is,
it's
okay.
like, I got an interview with this, and it's like, one comment was like, yeah, you did. Or, you know, and so Nate wrote,
okay.
Nate actually wrote back saying, are you, you know, stop trolling my fiance. And I got really mad at him.
How did she respond to that?
I deleted it quickly so she
no!
didn't see it.
And
no. I got so mad at Nathan. And Nathan now had to shut down all his social media because he can't handle that type of stuff. He just...
Listen to me, honey. I think, Andy, I'd love for you to weigh in here because here's the interesting thing about Andy and I is that Andy is far less subtle, like, or far more subtle. Like, I'm extraordinarily aggressive, right? Mm-hmm. And Andy's going to be far more kind of thoughtful and diplomatic. So I'd be curious to see what you think, Andy. But my gut on this mm-hmm. is just to be out with it. Not mean, but just be out with it and just say, listen, whatever her name is, mm-hmm. here's the deal. I'm super busy. I don't want to be rude, but I think this is getting awkward, and I would really appreciate it if you could stop commenting on my post. Block her, by the way. Just mm-hmm. block her.
I agree to block her.
Yep, block.
It's a preemptive strike to block. Say how you feel,
but
and then you're also addressing it,
too. But what's tough is she's in the business, and it's like, I don't want to be mean, and like we...
Then, honey, you do it by saying, I am busy. I don't have time.
I do.
Nope. You block... Okay. Here's what my mom would say.
That's what's
block
outrageous
her,
is I say, I tell her all the things I'm doing, and
then stop. Here's what you do. You block her, you tell her once, you're direct, then you block her from all these things.
Agreed.
And then you ignore, because what you don't give energy to will eventually stop.
Okay.
Whatever you give energy to, good or bad, if you continue to respond, it will continue to grow. That's how you shut this stuff down. You're direct.
Yeah.
Because the mixed message thing is really confusing, in my opinion. So you're, So you're direct, and then you disengage.
Okay.
Block, ignore.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Because I feel like Nate's doing what he wants you to do to take it to one level higher. You can have courtesy in the industry, but still have boundaries personally.
Right.
So she doesn't. She doesn't get to do that anymore. So she gets blocked. She gets voted off the island and ousted. And you're still cordial in the circumstances that's required.
Awesome advice. So I don't respond to this. I'm just
stop engaging.
Okay.
And
I block her.
You have to say something first.
Yeah, the direct, yeah.
Because if you just ignore, she's going to be like, oh, I want it more. It has to be clear first.
But I've already said, I am so busy. I hope you're well. I don't even say like...
Then she stopped responding. So they did this study on rats. I think I've talked about it where it's... okay, do you know this one? There's three buttons. No, I'm sorry. There's two buttons. One button... This is the sound of a gun. Jill, there's three rats. Three groups of rats, okay? A button. One group of rats pushes the button, and every time they push it, food comes out. These rats ate until they were full and stopped pushing the button. The second group of rats pushed the button, nothing comes out. They pushed it two or three times, never pushed it again. The third group pushes food, nothing. Nothing, nothing, food, nothing. Food, nothing, food, nothing. Intermittent reinforcement is the most dangerous way of literally addicting people to something, which is why people gamble. Win, lose, win, 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 lose, win, 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 lose, win.
Inconsistency.
Yes, and those rats who pushed the button and it had the intermittent, they pushed until they died of exhaustion. Mm. So stop responding. Shut it down and make sure every time she goes in for it, you stay strong and do not respond and block her from any other possible channel.
That's great advice.
Thank you. Take away her button.
Yeah. Pull the button.
Pull that button.
The National Academy of Sports Medicine is looking for people who want an exciting career in the fitness industry. Wake up every day and love what you do. NASM trainers are improving people's lives by helping them reach their health and fitness goals. And guess what? The demand for great personal trainers is huge. Just imagine waking up every day and being excited to go to work. Not a job, but a career where you're in charge. You get paid to stay in shape while you help others. You set your own hours. You can work in a health club, a sports clinic, a corporate wellness facility. You'll love who you work with. You can choose who you work with. So you know what? Stop waiting. Do something that you're going to enjoy and get paid for it. There's no better time than right now to get started on your certification with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Plus, NASM guarantees that you will land a job as a personal trainer within 60 days of earning your CPT certification, or they will give you your money back guaranteed. Check it out now at myusatrainer.com for a free 14-day trial of their fast and fun online program. That's myusatrainer.com. Restrictions will apply, so just visit myusatrainer.com today and check it out. All right, we're back. And this segment came about from a Facebook post that I saw. And God, here we go. I don't remember where I saw it. But this kid came up with a healthy hack where he was cooking on parchment paper.
What?
Yeah, and here's why. Because he didn't need to use butter or oil. He fried an egg on a piece of parchment paper that was in a frying pan. And what was so great about this is people are always like, well, I know I shouldn't use Teflon because it's really toxic. And let me tell you, it is really, really toxic. Mm. I had no idea how toxic it was. I knew it was toxic, but I didn't know how toxic it was until I actually had to take my parrot into the vet, Bonsai. And they were trying to figure out what was wrong with her because she had sepsis, like some sort of infection. Something was, quote, poisoning her. And we were going through all the possible things. And they said, do you cook on Teflon? And I was like, no, we don't. But, you know, and I realized that the griddle on the stove that Heidi was making the pancakes on, we never paid attention, was Teflon.
Oh.
And they're like, if you even cook on this, it can kill a parrot in 11 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how bad it is.
No way.
Oh, girl. They said 11 seconds the fumes can kill them if they're close enough to it and it gets even just the littlest bit too hot. But overall, it's so toxic.
Wow.
So hence the canary in the coal mine kind of thing. Birds are very susceptible and they'll tell you right away when something's, hey, danger. So this was, hey, danger.
Interesting.
Which we knew, but I don't know about to that extent. And then, all right, you're going to do iron, great. Ceramic, great. Stainless, great. But sticks like crazy.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Sticks like crazy.
Yeah.
And so this guy cooked on parchment paper.
What do you mean? Like he put the paper on the fire on the stove?
On the on the pan.
On the pan.
He put it inside the pan.
Okay.
And then cooked the egg on the paper that was in the pan.
Wow.
And didn't burn. Nothing burned. And it came out of me. I couldn't believe it. So I just thought that was awesome. I was like that. And so that brought life to a healthy hack segment.
Yay!
So that's your first one.
I love that.
Yeah. Now, here's another one that we came up with. And you guys have probably heard about this, but eating before you eat.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Go with it, Andy.
Well, I feel like it could mean a lot of things in different contexts, but if you have a lot of satiety for most of the day and you have a nice level of blood sugar level from eating good normal foods all day, you're not going to have those periods where you pig out at bigger intervals. And so if you have a little snack in the afternoon, an hour to an hour and a half before you say go out for dinner, you're going to feel more apt to not indulge as much because there's a little more satiety going in.
You know what's interesting about this? I noticed this from an ex, quote, fat girl perspective. When I'm not hungry and it's time to eat, I'm so bummed. I'm like, ugh, I'm not hungry.
Me too.
Because I want
social cues of eating.
I want that. Like, I'm so hungry.
It tastes so better.
Yes.
When
it
you're
sure
hungry.
Does.
And that's when you tend to overeat because there's just no portion control when you have that mindset.
No.
But also, too, you know how we were talking about like eating before you eat could also mean ordering an entree of steamed veggies or a salad so that you're eating before you actually have your main entree. And then you're more apt to not feel like you need a big, huge meal. So if it ends up being a smaller portion and a smaller, healthier meal, it's because you've kind of had two meals in one. Ugh. But the first was an appetizer that was healthy.
High fiber,
low-cal. Just eat your burger.
Well, the way you do it is you have the salad before the burger so you don't eat the fries with it. That's the key. I'm telling you, that's the key. So it's like you have the burger, but you don't want the burger, the fries, the soda, the whatever.
The bread on the table.
Killer.
You don't eat that before you eat.
Yeah, eat before you eat is a great way to help with curbing the appetite. And
it's great.
I know we've done this one before, but I got to tell you, even if I eat before I eat, I will still eat whatever's on my plate because I think of like eating like alcoholism. If you have ever used food in that kind of way or have those kinds of issues, you will always have it. So even though I might not be as hungry, I will still eat what's on the plate because it Fs with my head. So I will have them, I'll just be like, please put, if I know I'm not physically hungry, I'm like, please put half of it in a to-go.
Because you'll eat it all.
I will eat it all.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, girl. It's brutal. Okay, next one. I don't know about you, but I'm sitting right here, by the way, hilarious. We've been here for hours doing our podcast, and each one of us had a bottle of water. Andy's gone through hers. There's mine. I've taken a sip.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's not good. And the other thing I'm going to point out is that you just drank a whole thing of coffee, which means you're like, need extra water.
I know.
But I do that too. I've been very conscious of it because I feel like water calms me down and keeps me.
It's so good for you.
Helps my brain
think. It's so good. Well, it literally does. I remember we had Dr. Van Hurley on the show and she's like, think of yourself like a plant. You literally just get limp and deflated when you're not hydrated. It's bad for your skin.
That.
It's bad for your kidneys. It's bad for your liver. It's bad for your energy level. It's bad for your fat metabolism. And I just don't like it. And B, I have to pee all the time. So one of the things that I've been doing, and I kind of cheated out with sparkling water because
I love sparkling water. Why is that cheating?
I don't know. I've heard all kinds of crap about like, oh no, you need water,
Stop. All I drink is Pellegrinos all day
me
long.
Me too.
I mean, that's all we drink.
You know, I'm alive. So the bottom line is I'll take, my newest thing is passion fruit. And I'll scrape the inside of a passion fruit out, mash up some raspberries, and squeeze one lime in there. And I'm like, that's how I get my, I'll do it at like three times a day. It's like a treat.
You know what I do is I make spa water in my fridge. And then, so I put overnight like the cucumber, the mint, the lemon, and then I just drink it all day long and it's delicious.
And there's very inexpensive fusion waters too now. You can put it in the center.
Oh, yeah.
You put it in the center, you fill it up, and then it actually is a jug. You can have the to-go ones, and then you can also have the one that is actually in a pitcher, and you leave it in your fridge. And so you can get really creative.
It's called fusion water?
It's like a...
It's a cup that you can put...
Yeah.
It's like, it has like this little thing in
filter.
It
has a filter
and
where
you
your fruit in the center.
Or mint or anything.
Good luck Googling that, everybody.
It's like Brita, except without the charcoal inside or whatever it is.
Oh.
instead of the carbon.
But just make sure you clean it out.
Yeah, you got to clean it out. It gets moldy. But if you keep it in the fridge, at least it'll last for quite some time.
That's cool. I love that.
Yep.
Okay. Another food one. This one, again, I've never seen this before. A healthy fry. So what this cook chef did was take a piece of fish and she fried it on one side so that it only needed half the oil, the butter, but it had that texture and it had the flavor. And then she baked it in the oven on the other side at 400 degrees for 15 minutes. Oh. So she said it still turned out crispy, but with way less calories. And I tried it and I can't cook and it was excellent.
Really?
Little piece of salmon. It was so good.
It's too much pans you have to wash. It's just too much work.
But if you're going to cook it anyway, the point is if you're going to cook it anyway, half of it has. Go get it.
Yeah, what's the matter with
you? Can't you put a pan in the oven?
Yeah, put
like
it,
the
I
one that you're frying
in the oven.
With?
Then I have to ceramic.
Then I have to clean that one.
I'm lazy.
Lazy shorts.
Yeah, no fish for you.
I know.
Yeah, jerk. All right, now, a couple of quick fitness ones. I like this one a lot. We're always looking for an edge for performance.
Are we?
I am. The gym, hell yeah. I want every little bit of help I can get. And as you just mentioned, the coffee. Thanks, Michelle. We all know that caffeine can be a performance enhancer when it's used the right way. Mm-hmm. And that's 45 minutes to an hour before working out. I take E-Boost, clean form of caffeine. I do drink coffee, which is bad, unless it's organic, which that coffee is. But great, super. Here's a new one. One you haven't heard before, most likely. Chlorophyll. Now, it says, take a shot of liquid chlorophyll. Mm-hmm. Chlorophyll is the dark green pigment that's found in plants. It has a similar molecular structure to hemoglobin, which is the substance that's responsible for transporting oxygen around the body. Now, they say one tablespoon a day can boost your red blood cells, which improves your body's ability to bring oxygen to the muscles, which helps with your energy, your intensity, your performance. It also, by the way, helps fight against cancer. Body odor. Have you ever seen those body mints or breath assures? It's chlorophyll.
They're made out of chlorophyll.
Yeah.
Really? Yep. They say it's good for gum health, too. Really good for gum health.
Really? It says it helps regulate your bowels and increases magnesium levels. I wonder if that's why, because it's increasing the magnesium levels and you know how that
maybe
goes.
Yeah, I wish I did, but yeah, I heard. As a caveat, though, I'm pregnant, so.
Right, there you go. There you go. So, yeah, and you get it anywhere. Any health food store. Chlorophyll.
Right.
Yeah, I usually put a dropper in my green drink.
How much?
15 drops.
Okay.
Yeah, but what did they say? Take a shot? Yeah, 15 drops is what I do, but whatever the bottle recommends. All right, now, a warm-up hack. So, we've talked on the show before. Do not do static stretching before you work out. Studies will show that, many studies, this is not like a one-off study, that static stretching decreases your power and your strength during the workout. You do static stretching after you worked out in conjunction with foam rolling or myofascial release to help stretch the muscles. But the warm-up hack, you know the 5 minutes of cardio, but dynamic stretches or something called low threshold tension activation, which is a really fancy way of saying activate the muscle with a low intensity exercise for a set before engaging it with more weight, which seems like common sense.
Seems common sense. I mean, all I can remember when we did bobsled, which grew out of track and field, that's how they warm up because they're actually treating their muscles like elastic bands and they have to be springy and dynamic and powerful. So it makes sense that you would set it up with a warmer, lower, slower foundation of that and then start to do it. So even like standing toe touches is a form of that theory because you're actually elongating the hamstring, but it's just nice and slow before you go into crazy stuff like running, sprinting, plyo jumping and stuff like that. So I love it. I think it's great.
Did you say bobsled?
Yeah, she's a silver medal Olympian.
I did.
What?
I did bobsled a long time ago, but when we warmed up for that sport,
which is nothing compared to my accomplishments of.
I couldn't run.
I ran. A
I couldn't
5K
run
once.
Track. I couldn't run track. I wasn't very good at track, but that's where you go. That's where in my day back when Fred Flintstone was my coach. That's where you went. Nowadays they've got high performance athletes that I would never even try and parallel. But
very
anyway,
cool,
that
Andy.
Said, it was dynamic because you sprint, you know? And so the fitness trends nowadays aren't to stay on the treadmill for 45 minutes. You do faster intensity, high dynamic stuff, which is more efficient. So you warm up with the same methodology. Nice, slow, but more movement to activate the muscle group. I dig it.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah. This is our very last one here. And this is for those of you who want to pack on the pounds, good pounds, muscle pounds, which is, believe it or not, you know, we always give people grief about this, but there are people out there who want to do it because I get questions about it. Now, the eating throughout the day, I've always said this is a strategy that was built by bodybuilders.
Yeah.
They're the ones that eat throughout the day. Mm-hmm, yeah. If you're trying to lose weight, you do not eat throughout the day. You don't need that constant insulin surge. Your body never goes into its energy reserves, its fat stores. Mm-hmm. So if you want to build muscle, mm-hmm. eat before you. That's the, what do I eat before? What do I eat after?
Yeah.
That's when you want to be eating. That's if you're trying to put on muscle. So a 10% calorie mm-hmm. surplus. Eat before you work out. Eat after you work out. Eat every 2 hours. And this is the only time, and Andy and I just had a conversation before we discussed this on the show about it. This is the only time I would do a combination of isolation and compound exercises. So, for example, I personally am never going to get on a leg extension. I'm just not. I don't want to do that. I don't want to artificially isolate a muscle. I want to use multiple muscle groups. I want to be more functional. It burns mm-hmm. more calories. But if you're trying to pack on pounds,
single out that muscle group. And
overload
it. Work it hard, overload it, feed it, rest it, break it down again more often, and you'll have mass.
Wow, interesting stuff,
that's,
you guys.
That's the bodybuilder's way, you know? They tear it down and repair it, tear it down and repair it. That's
what
they
are.
Well, that's how
they're trying to build.
I mean, it doesn't give huge amounts of flexibility if you don't practice that specific thing. And, you know, it doesn't
say
a lot for functionality.
Yeah, yeah. Other fitness modalities.
It's not dynamic, but they want mass. And so that's what
they get. And I mean men generally. That's where I think you got to definitely combine this with compound exercises for sure. So anyway. All right. Well, I thought that was highly informative.
Very great tips, Jillian Michaels and Andy Bobsled champion.
Yeah. Whatever.
Fred Flintstone.
All right, runners, lifters, weekend warriors, triathletes, injuries happen from time to time. They just do, period, end of story. And if you don't want to slow down, guess what? Try something called Arctic Ease. It's instant ice therapy. It's awesome. You've never experienced anything like it. You can use these wraps that fit comfortably on joints, muscles, while you run, bike, lift, and essentially stay active. They stay in place. They give you the similar benefits of ice therapy. They are the bomb. You don't have to freeze them. There's no freezer needed. It's a sleek design, no bulky bags of ice. They are reusable, clinically tested, and proven effective. You just put Arctic Ease on and you have targeted instant cold and compression therapy where you need it before, during, and after exercise. So do not put your training on ice. Get reusable Arctic Ease cold wraps at your local retailer or visit ArcticEase.com and get instant cooling relief where and when you need it. Back by popular demand, we've got my mother-in-law on the show today, Grandma Joyce. Hello, Grandma.
Hello.
Hi, Grandma Joyce.
Hi, Grandma Joyce.
What's
up,
Grandma?
How you doing today?
Good. Okay, now, Grandma, Grandma Joyce has no idea what I'm about to hit her with. I just texted her out of the blue and said, I need your feedback. I need you to weigh in on something. So, Michelle has pulled a hot topic, Grandma. This is a big one. This is everywhere right now. So, all right, Michelle, I just got hit with this. Tell us what this is about, kid.
All right, we have a new study out that says that couples who made it past the 50-year mark report a slight increase in their sex lives, and the sex only seems to be getting better. Couples together for 65 years have even better sex.
Now, Grandma, how long have you been with Pop Pop?
Not that long. we've been 36 years.
She got 14 years to go.
All right. Well, is this trend happening for you?
Yeah, because by the way, I want you guys to know that Grandma and Pop-Pop live in we call him Pop-Pop, Grandpa Fred, but we call him Pop-Pop, or Phoenix and Lou call him Pop-Pop. So they live in a community called The Villages in Florida, and there have been all of these articles written about how STDs are on the rise in some of these communities.
Whoa.
And I've been trying to get the intel from Grandma and Papa, but they're not giving it up. Grandma, what's your take here on all of this?
That's a lot of baloney.
Come on! Come on!
Definitely are. There is a very active life here for a lot of singles. We have quite a few singles here, more women than men. So I never let Fred go out alone because I can lose it in a second.
Smart lady.
I but that story that was put out, and it keeps coming back and around, was by one of the gynecologists here, and she no longer works in the Villages.
It just
went so far out of control that now everybody thinks this is the sexy swinging place to be. But as I said, there's some bars that are opened after the 9 o'clock when the sidewalks roll up, and they have a pretty big group of people there.
Oh, really?
But when you hear problems like people getting arrested for the different things that have been going on, they're all younger people that are here mainly living with their parents.
Oh, wow. Really? So what, yeah, Grandma, what age are they?
They're only, a lot of them in their 40s.
Oh, so you're saying it's the midlife crisis people that are getting up to the shenanigans.
Yeah, like yeah. We've had, like, they called it the sex on the square, and then there were a couple that were having sex on, the squares are where we have the nightly entertainment.
It surely sounds
so
like it.
Was, like, late, like, after all the entertainment and everything was done, and this couple were found having sex around the gazebo area, but neither one of them were really old.
Jeez, we got to move.
And
to
then
Florida.
There was a couple that they found having sex on a utility box. You know where all the electric wires and everything are.
Why?
And when they asked them why, they said they had no place else to go.
Come
are
on!
You kidding?
For goodness'
no,
sake!
No, that's the truth. And they both.
What if they got electrocuted?
Parents.
Yeah. What if? Yeah.
No, there's no electric in those boxes because they're sealed up. You know, they weren't. But and it was that one was about 8 o'clock in the morning or something. So, and they
8
were
8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm still sleeping.
Yeah, I know, it's just crazy.
Well, no, I'm not still sleeping because
of the
kids.
People that
I would be if I could.
Most of the trouble we are finding is people whose adult children have come back to live with them.
Oh, see, and Heidi keeps trying to make a run for it. Heidi's like, oh, you'll love it. We got to go back to the Villages. I just had an epiphany. I had an epiphany, Grandma. Here's why I think the sex gets better after years of marriage. You want to know why? Mm-hmm. The kids are gone. They are mood killers.
Good point.
You have no idea.
Good point.
Holy mother. Ugh.
And maybe the
get out.
Definitely that, because you never know when they might crawl in bed with you.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, God, yeah. No.
And Andy, you're really going to get it now with this new one.
Look at it.
Or I won't get it.
Her face just dropped.
That's
She's like,
that one.
There goes my sex life.
Oh, girl.
Yep.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
it's over. There's not a, I've often said
got
that.
Got a few more months there.
I'm telling you, I think that somebody needs to open a love motel. Like in Japan and Tokyo, they have love motels for couples.
Oh,
yeah. They check in with themes. And I was like, someone needs to do this for parents.
Because
even if you get a sitter, I guess what you do is you get a sitter and you go have sex on an electrical box. That seems
right,
to be.
They had no place else to go.
Yeah,
wow.
That seems to be what people are doing. So, all right. So, just as a general, as a rule of thumb, what do you think about this whole the it just gets better thing? Do you think there's truth to this, or you think it kind of tapers off like any other marriage does, or do you think there's greater intimacy over the years?
I think it tapers off. I mean, there was an article the other day, and this man was talking about how much better his sex life is now. He was 80 years old, and he said he has it like twice a month with his girlfriend.
That's it?
He's 80 years old.
Twice a month.
See, that's because you don't have kids.
Have
kids. And then you'll be like, good for him. girl.
Twice a month.
As they said on one of the news shows, they said that, okay, maybe it's better. Maybe you only had it never, and now you have it once a year. Well, that's more active than you were before.
Oh, I get it.
So comparative.
So it
comparison.
Depends on what the comparison is, too. Some of the really older couples, I do see that they seem super, super close together, but I don't know if their sex life is anything.
Interesting.
And the one man said that intimacy is also just holding hands.
Okay, so it's also an interpretation.
Maybe everyone was like senile who took this study.
I
think maybe some of them were just bragging wishful thinking.
Which goes to show we don't change. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. No, we don't. But I can see how people would be, like, the interpretation of intimacy, how intimacy over that long term, like, if you've made it through, you know, the money struggles, the child rearing years. I mean, quite honestly.
And health issues.
Yeah.
A lot of health issues.
You've been to hell and back together.
Right.
I think at that point, you know, that relationship has been tested by the true trials of modern day living and time. I think that at some point, and it only, you know, because grandma and pop are in their retirement years, so they don't have, I mean, when I hear what these two have been through in their lives, you can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. Fred beat cancer. So grandma, I'm just going to say Joyce right now. Joyce is raising two babies, right? Grandma, how old were the kids when Fred got cancer?
Five.
Wow.
She's got 2 5-year-olds. And how long did they give Fred to live?
5 years.
5 years. She's got 2 5-year-olds, and they tell her, your husband's dying in 5 years. And the man cured, this is the craziest story. Once I need him to write a book about this. The man cured himself after doing research on vitamin therapy, cured himself of cancer. And didn't he get down to like 130 pounds or something crazy?
Yeah, but he did have the surgery.
He had the
surgery, which removed it. Then they get no treatment afterwards. Now for colon surgery, they give chemo or radiation, but they gave nothing back then. And that's why his odds of living were so short.
Oh, I mean, they went through hell and back as a couple. Mm. Anything and everything that can test a marriage and a relationship, they've been through. It's really kind of an incredible story. And a lot of times when Heidi and I are fighting about something, like one of us will be like, if your parents could go through X, Y, and Z, we could find a way through that.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think that there's something to be said for if you've been married that long.
That's true.
Chances are, exactly what Joyce said, you've been through a bankruptcy, an affair. Not that grandma and papa have been through an affair. I'm just saying. Mm. You've probably been.
Yeah, but we had more than one marriage, so.
Right.
You know, we're married another time. So it's like, you know, we've seen what the other marriage was like, too. And so you appreciate this one more.
Well said.
Yeah, well said, Grandma. Well, thank you very much. Maybe the next time it'll be. Oh, my. Devil woman. By the way, the cake balls are gone. I was going to.
We still have some here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
The cake balls that sent me into my sugar fast. A whole new box arrived for my birthday. We went through 5 within the first hour. The first hour, they're gone.
Yeah, but you didn't eat all 5 of those yourself.
I gave the kids 1 each and ate 3. And then I ate the other 3 and the kids got another 1 each. And your daughter, by the way, had a complaint. Are you ready for this? She doesn't.
Not enough peanut butter ones?
Nope. Here we go. She didn't know which one was which. And she would like you to make a map in the way that See's Candies or Godiva does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I put the peas on the peanut butter ones. I thought that was a step in the right direction.
She's like, which one is this? I was like, why does it even matter to you? They're not yours.
The strawberry ones were pink. The lemon ones were yellow. The peanut butters had peas on them. The coconut had coconut. So what else do you need to know?
What else do you need to know?
It's pretty obvious, Grandma.
And the sprinkles on the red velvet.
Wait, Grandma, stay on the phone. Cheek, are we able to get... Can you conference one more call in? Let me see if Heidi's around. I want Joyce to rip her about
this. I think
it's
pretty self-explanatory.
Hang on. Come on, honey. Answer the phone. Who knows what she's doing? She's probably out in the garden measuring lizards. Come on, babe.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Yeah?
I've got your mom on the phone.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hi.
Hold
on.
Yeah.
I have a child on my lap.
What a shock. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I told Grandma about your complaint that you were unable to identify the cake balls, and she's got something to say to you.
Oh, what? Phoenix, stop. I said the peanut butter ones had peas on them.
I'm going to lay on it.
Had what on it? A pea.
A pea?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma. Well, there was a pea on the top of the peanut butter.
Get back to you?
Oh.
Maybe it came off into me.
And then the lemons were yellow, the strawberry was pink, the coconut had coconut, the red sprinkles were red velvet.
Honey, are you paying attention?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and the, so what did you miss about that, sweetie? What did you miss? By the way, they weren't yours, so it's it was really none of your business to begin with. But what were you unclear about, honey?
I only looked at the one.
Okay, well, maybe before you, you're so quick to make snap judgments, you should do a little recon next time. Isn't that right, honey?
I can't hear you.
Oh, I think you owe somebody an apology.
I wouldn't have even known.
I wouldn't
have known if you hadn't told me.
Phoenix
talking. That's true. That's true.
What do you want to say to your mom, honey?
I guess I underestimated her. I should have known she had a sister.
And what's the word we're looking for?
I'm sorry I underestimated you.
There we go. Okay.
I wasn't upset. But next time I will draw a map next time. Well, actually, I guess I can't send anymore because somebody always complains that she goes into sugar crazy.
Oh, my God. It was insane.
I'm not offended at all, Grandma Joyce. It's Andy, and I'll eat them regardless of the color. You don't even need to color code them.
Same.
I'll bring something out Easter.
I hear Phoenix laughing in the background. All right, Grandma. Thank you, guys. Okay. Thank
we'll
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love you.
I love you. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Don't even. Don't even tell me how cute he is.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I can't even. It's like all I ever hear about is how cute. I'm like, I want to hear that he's smart and funny. I don't want to hear.
He is smart.
I want to hear smart and funny. Grandma, thank you so much. You're the bomb.
Okay.
We love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, all right. There you go.
You have something to look forward to as we age.
Yeah. Color-coded kick pops.
And that.
Too. Oh, God. Those are good.
Listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.